please walk Sparky for me?
No way.
I'll throw in a caramel frappe.
Ooh, make it a large.
Deal.
Get a sweet deal. $2 any size McCafe beverage on the McDonald's app.
Between you and me, Sparky, I would have walked you for free.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Offer valid through 4/3/22 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. McDonald's app download and registration required.
The Art of Relationships radio show is copyrighted. No one is to use any part of the show without express written consent from myself, Greg Dozinski, or the Art of Relationships. Thank you.
Welcome to the Art of Relationships radio show. Greg has been a relationships expert guest host on numerous radio shows. He promises that this show is for you and to help listeners. This is not about shameless promotions and bragging about himself like many others out there. The Art of Relationships radio show is for you in helping you become more fulfilled, healthier, and happier in your relationships and lives. Licensed relationship and sex counselor Greg Dozinski, the Art of Relationships radio show will cover crucial elements in rebuilding emotional and physical intimacy, plus help in reigniting the passion in your romantic relationships. He also welcomes live calls from listeners in helping with these very challenges. No more tit-for-tat arguments. Greg gets to the root of couples' challenges in a rapid, matter-of-fact format, plus applies compassion and humor. Join in discovering how to improve your romantic relationship and your own life. Listen, laugh, and grow happier. Greg is a licensed professional counselor in the state of Michigan. To others, he's simply known as Master G.
Hey, welcome everybody to the Art of Relationships radio show. This is your host, licensed professional counselor and relationship sex specialist, Greg Dozinski, a.k.a. Master G. That's a story, too, I think, on our last show. Welcome, listeners from FCC Free Radio out in San Francisco, California, and of course, welcome everybody across the world, coming here from Mount Clemens, Michigan, and the Metro Detroit. Yeah, baby. Now, I'm going to welcome everybody, those just tuning in for the first time. Just word of advice and warning, you do not want your kids around listening to this, okay? It's definitely adult-oriented program, so you want to tune the kids out from that big time. Just a matter of, you know, some advice. I don't want to traumatize the kids or the go to school tomorrow. And teacher, guess what I heard? You don't want any of that going on. I have the chat, a live chat, so you can chat with me, throw out your questions, comments, anything you'd like to cover, me to cover during the show. That you can find out the Art of Relationships radio show app for Android and Apple devices, also on Spreaker.com/user/Greg Dozinski, or you can definitely listen on the show at FCCFreeRadio.com. Also, TuneIn and Stitcher. And for those brave souls, yes. No, you don't have to be brave. I respect everybody out there. And, of course, it's anonymous. Give me a call, 586-212-4196. I would definitely love to hear from everybody tonight, because I didn't get to it last Sunday, my virgin episode here on FCC Free Radio. I didn't get to it. We're going to talk about orally pleasing. And how many people out there, ooh, they know
what I'm talking about.
Do you love to be pleased orally?
And I'm talking to the ladies, and I am talking to the gentlemen, of course, right? How many people out there maybe are not into it?
Is oral sex,
is it a deal breaker to you?
Meaning,
if your partner or potential partner, new love interest out there, you know what? If they're not into oral sex, is that a deal breaker for you?
Me personally,
I'm going to say, hell yeah, it's a deal breaker for me. It's important to me. I love giving and I love receiving.
Again, phone number is 586-212-4196.
Please give me a call. I want to hear your comments and maybe your questions.
Maybe you can provide me,
the teacher, some insights on being orally pleased.
And we're going to talk about, number one, I just mentioned, is it a deal breaker?
Is it a deal breaker that your partner, love interest, is not into oral sex?
Or maybe we'll go to the hypocritical route
that maybe, you know what, they love to receive oral sex, right?
I get freaking men and women, doesn't matter.
In my office, dealing with couples and all this time, and it runs into it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love getting oral sex.
But hell no. I ain't going down on him.
I ain't going down on her.
No way.
But he can please me whenever he can lick me, whenever he wants.
I love it, but I ain't going down on him.
Or, you know what?
Oh God, I love when she sucks me, when she's freaking giving me head.
I love it, but there ain't no way I ain't going down there.
That's gross.
Ooh.
How many people are in that situation?
Or maybe are you embarrassed to admit you're in that situation?
Maybe you're okay with that.
Okay?
Maybe you are okay with just giving and not receiving oral sex.
And maybe this show is going to make you rethink that scenario big time.
You know what?
Like I said, I'm all about pleasing, and I'm all about those out there being pleased.
So I'm going to try to give some tips, if you will.
Wait. Tip of the tongue?
Ooh, baby.
Or are you using the whole tongue?
I'm going to hit on the ladies first.
Meaning, guys, listen to the show. I want to give you some tips out there to maybe please your lady orally.
And what's going to happen if maybe you're not used to it?
Maybe, you know what?
Maybe you were in a prior relationship and...
She didn't like it.
She loved to give you head and loved to suck on you big time.
But maybe she thought it was gross you taking care of her early.
There are situations like that.
They think it's gross, whatever.
Oh, I'll suck on you, but God, I don't want you licking me at all.
That's gross.
They're out there.
Me, I love pleasing and I love being pleased orally.
I'm going to admit it. I'm a dude.
But...
You know what?
It's please the pleaser.
I'm all about that.
So there are people out there that do.
You know what?
I don't want him going down on me, but I'm going to go down on him.
You know what?
I love pleasing that.
So if you're okay with that, like I said, this show is not about being right or wrong.
It is about reaching the connection, right?
And being pleased emotionally, physically, by each other.
And how can you do that?
Okay, getting into the root.
We touch about, is it a deal breaker for you?
For some people, it might not be.
It's not that big of a deal.
For others, I mentioned that myself.
It is a deal breaker.
Adios, you're dismissed.
Is that rude?
Is that unprofessional of me?
However, that's my personal taste, right?
Nice choice of words, right?
Taste.
But you're looking at, you know, that is mean.
I'm
I know what I like, and why would I sacrifice that situation, right? I'm a man, I'm human, and I'm also a professional trying to help people out there. And a lot of people try to confuse the two out there. So, number one.
Oh, you know what?
I love it. We got deal breaker for me too, and a lot of others I know. in the chat.
You know what?
I agree.
It is a deal breaker for me,
and I love that.
And what do you do?
Do you say, you know what?
It's a deal breaker.
Can you be upfront about it if it is a deal breaker and you're not going to hide it?
You're not, or you go into a situation,
you know, with oral sex. And like I said, this is for men and women. Both.
It doesn't matter, right?
That maybe, you know what, ladies, you're with a guy. You know what? He'll get used to it. He'll start liking it.
How many people are in that situation or have been in that situation where you're thinking,
I'll get him to like it. I'll get him to love licking me and tasting me.
You know what?
And it doesn't happen.
Guys, what about, you know,
she says, I don't like it,
but you know what?
I'm going to convince her.
I'm going to teach her to like it and love it.
And she doesn't.
So you're in a relationship,
months go by,
6 months,
a year go by.
Then you're like,
oh, shit.
Now, what do you do?
Is oral sex, you know, after you're into it for a while,
and you're bullshitting yourself,
you're lying to yourself,
thinking it is going to change.
You know, that person's going to love going down on me or want me to go down on her.
You know, no big deal.
Either way, right?
And you're in a situation where you think that's going to freaking change,
and it doesn't.
Is that enough? To kill the relationship,
ooh,
would you?
And you knew up front what the case was. But you're lying to yourself. You're living a fantasy realm thinking,
you know what? It will change.
Maybe it will.
But you can't go into a situation thinking it will change.
Or, you know, you can hope it will.
But you better not assume it will.
Or you're going to be disappointed.
And the more time... You get in a situation, as we all know,
it might be more difficult to get the hell out.
So you look at, is it a deal breaker for you?
And you look at, and a lot of people, I get this question all the time.
Greg, do you think sex is a deal breaker?
And with oral sex, too.
For some, like I told you, for me, it's a deal breaker.
And if it's a deal breaker and that makes you happy, and you're not getting it, then what?
I'm not talking every day.
No, not at all.
And you tell it, and you're clear,
but the longer you tolerate not getting it, right?
The longer it's going to take.
And the resentment's going to build.
And you're going to be done.
Down the road.
So you be honest.
You know what? This is a deal breaker for me.
And if that individual says, you know what? I'm not into oral sex.
Then maybe you need to step aside and not even look at getting into a serious relationship with that individual.
You know, and a lot of people, Greg,
you're a dog. You're a pig.
I can't believe it.
You're a professional counselor helping relationships.
How can you say that's a deal breaker?
I'm not saying it.
I'm saying it's a deal breaker for me.
I'm not saying it should be a deal breaker for everybody out there.
It's all, like I said, a matter of preference and choice.
It is not necessarily a deal breaker for everybody, nor should it.
It's an individual choice situation.
Okay, getting into oral sex
and getting into the nitty gritty clitty committee.
Anyways, no.
you look at the situation and how many out there have an issue with oral sex because of hygiene issues?
How many people out there are looking?
You know what?
It's a hygiene problem.
And you know what, Greg?
Last time I was in a relationship.
I went down to give her.
Oh my God!
It was like a freaking muskrat down there.
You know what?
It was nasty, man.
It looked like a freaking
Chewbacca from Star Wars.
You know? Hey, I don't mean to pass ladies out there. El Natural and all this stuff.
But some guys out there, too. It could be like a Sasquatch. A freaking burning bush down there, too.
And hygiene is so crucial. And this is for men and for women, both, right?
How many ladies out there prefer their guy to manscape? But like I said, the first portion of the show is about me helping ladies to maybe entice your guys into it.
And also to teach the guys maybe some do's and some don'ts about oral sex and oral pleasing.
Okay, again, phone number
586-212-4196. And if you're on the Spreaker or the Art of Relationships own cell apps, Give me a chat.
Hit me up in the chat room.
Give me a buzz.
Again, 586-212-4196.
Getting into hygiene. As we know, hygiene is very, very crucial, right?
Ladies, some guys are okay with El Natural.
Meaning, you don't trim your genital region.
So you'll pussy when some guys are okay with it neatly trimmed.
Very, very few guys. I'm not going to say none, but very few guys are okay with El Natural where they have no problem when they go down to please you early.
And your pubic hairs poke them in the eyes and stuff.
They have no problem with that. Most guys want you at least neatly trimmed or... Even shaved, right?
And every landing strip is fine.
And not only with the hair being trimmed, neatly groomed or shaved,
it also, by doing this, makes it cleaner.
It takes care of any odor problems as well.
Because the hair holds, as you know, odor.
And you look at, for individuals that have been around smokers out there, say once a pack of smokers, you can smell it in their freaking hair.
Your hair absorbs, even though your hair is like a dead particle in a way,
it still picks up and holds in odor.
So make sure you clean. If you don't shave, You don't trim, at least make sure it is clean
most of the time.
You don't want to perfume it, right?
Because guys go down there to taste you, and they're tasting freaking perfume. And they're like, that'll kill you too.
Okay.
So you want to hit grooming.
Make sure most of them.
Ask your guy. That's no problem.
Ask your guy what he prefers, right?
Do you prefer it shaved?
Do you prefer just neatly trimmed?
a landing strip.
What do you prefer?
Ask your guy.
I'm all about that. And that's part of hygiene, and that's up to a guy's preference too.
So if you want your guy, you want to please him.
Most women nowadays, during the shaving...
Oh my God, it hurts my freaking balls when I think about it.
So there's some women out there that are in the Brazilian wax.
And, oh God, I just think of that and it hurts.
If you're into that, ladies, by all means, that's your thing.
You want to make sure you go to a professional. You want to go to a professional doing that because you don't want any problems or infections coming in from the wax and the hairs getting removed, yanked out that way.
Okay, other aspects. We're going to get into hygiene aspect.
Do you know, ladies, that even you have specific tastes?
Every woman is different. But also, what you eat.
Or like I mentioned, smoke makes a difference.
Do you know that, ladies?
So you know, if you're into drinking a lot, it could be alcoholic basis or you smoke, you're going to have a distinct odor or taste versus someone that doesn't smoke or drink a lot. Right? You can drink a lot of grapefruit juice.
Or you know what? What about pineapple juice?
The citrus in the pineapple or grapefruit juice.
You don't want the stuff with a lot of sugar in it.
Okay?
But it cleanses you, believe it or not. It helps your pH balance.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Guys are like, He's a guy. How the hell does he know about pH balance?
Part of it's my job. And also part of it's my interest.
So, watch what you eat or whatever.
Drink grapefruit juice, pineapple juice.
Those help keep your pH balance intact, right?
Ladies, don't.
And you hear it all the time. There's still commercials left and right. Douching, you think it cleanses you, and once in a while might be okay.
However, you don't want to make a habit of douching all the time.
That is going to throw your pH balance off, and also could cause some bacterial infections as well, ladies.
Did you know that?
Guys, did you know that?
The vaginal area automatically cleanses itself.
How many people knew that?
Guys are out there, oh yeah?
Greg, I've been with some women.
I'll tell you right now, there ain't no way that cleanses itself.
It was pretty nasty. you look at, your diet is crucial, it helps too.
Like I said, grapefruit juice, pineapple juice, a lot of water. Everybody knows water is healthy for you.
And that naturally will help you be cleansed.
And your vaginal area will cleanse, whatever.
The grooming aspect is crucial. Okay?
And don't worry, ladies. I'm going to hit this with the guys as well.
And also, just mild soap and water, ladies, for your vaginal area. Okay?
You don't want to. And as people know, I think HO that's been around for a while,
that ladies, when they take baths and stuff, And they have bubbles in detergent baths or soapy, sudsy, bubbly bubble bath. That can cause bacterial problems too.
And it can get up in your vaginal area and throw off your pH balance.
When it throws off your pH balance, your body tries to get back in order, if you will.
Not order.
But you look at the situation that the pH balance, when it's off,
you're going to have more odor and you might even have more thicker discharge or mucus when the vaginal pH balance is off.
And how many people realize and even knew that?
And Greg, I thought you were going to talk about oral pleasing.
I'm leading up to it, people, right?
And maybe I'm going to teach some tips to guys, right?
And that's going to be coming up.
After the break, right?
After the break.
We're going to take a quick break.
Again, write this number down, please.
Okay?
So you give me a call after the break.
586-212-4196. Gonna do a little ad.
And then some music from Skyway Traffic.
Thank you for listening, people.
This is the Art of Relationships Radio Show on FCCRadio.com.
If you're looking for that unique, cool fashion statement, check out Shoes by Shea on Facebook. She has hand-painted, hand-designed canvas shoes for you, your loved one. It's an inspirational piece unique to your own taste. Check out Shoes by Shea on Facebook. Again, that's Shoes by Shea on Facebook.
This is just another song. You'll never hear about a girl I've never met. This is just another lie whispered in your ear so you'll think that I can make it. This is just another ride taken by surprise with no clear end in sight. This is just an empty line you've heard a million times that I've used to make it right. A chance meeting in a parking lot, getting high off of a pointless talk. You remind me of the songs I used to fall asleep to. A perfect vision of the melodies that I would sing to. And I've been using trick I know to send a message through the radio. This is just a sad attempt, an evening spent at trying to catch your eye. This is me crying out for attention so you don't just pass me by. This is just a lucid dream I've made to seem like the best parts of life. And this is just an empty hand with spaces for your fingers laced with mine. Excuse me, I think you're the one I'm meant to find in this life, but I've been lost for quite a while. Cause you remind me of the songs I used to fall asleep to. A perfect vision of the melodies that I would sing to. And I've been using every trick I to send a message through the radio. And I be talking to strangers, trying to find the same kind of thrill that you provide. I'll leave it alone, I'll give it some time. And I been running
Skyway Traffic, just another song you'll never hear. Now we got right time, and I'll be back after a few moments from the break. This is the Art of Relationships radio show on FCCFreeRadio.com.
Yeah, baby, talk about the cosmic thing. You know what I'm saying? Nah. Yeah. Come on, little girl. And what we thought was nothing grew to be so much more. Unlike anything that's ever been before. Shining star in the galaxy. True to me. And then a spatial connection. The
mouth is open as the stars at night. Love's a twilight, a journey through the Milky Way. It shines so bright, unlike anything that's ever been on earth. Your love is from the heavens, and that's why it works. The influence of my love.
This is the Art of Relationships radio show. And that was Rev Right Time, Cosmic Groove, a little bit of funk going on. And before that, multi-talented Skyway Traffic, just another song you'll never hear. Again, check them out both on YouTube, Reverb Nation, and I think all over the place, and Facebook too. Skyway Traffic, just another song you never hear, was the first beat. Second beat was Cosmic Groove, Rev Right Time. Both super, super good people, very, very talented, as you can hear. And I want to apologize, I guess, right before the break or whatever, first episode, there was, I guess some feedback or something going on when I speak, and hopefully that got taken care of. Thanks, Eric, for giving me a shout-out to let me know about that. I definitely don't want to drive people nuts. My voice is probably enough to do that already. Now, we're back into the second segment, if you will. And Orally Policing talked about hygiene, which is huge. You know, is it a deal-breaker if your partner doesn't suck you or lick you? You know what? It isn't a right or wrong. It's preference up to you, right? And I get this. Do you think, is a relationship all about sex, Greg? No, not at all. It's about the emotional connection, about everything. I could care less if you don't want to have sex. You love each other deeply. You don't want to have sex at all. You both are okay with it. That's fine. That is your thing. I'm all about that, okay? I want you happy. I'm not saying. No, relationships are not just based on sex by any means. But I want people to be happy, right? Big time. So, getting back with the orally pleasing and other connections, okay?
in.
As I mentioned, we are hitting on some tips for the men and also for ladies too, maybe with the hygiene and everything. Those were definitely for ladies. But I'm going to help you guys out with ladies might love and give you some little tips.
Okay.
I'm going to hit on it. Everybody's heard of that.
You know what? Oh, when you lick a lady, you can, you sort of do the alphabet with your tongue, right?
Spell the alphabet with your tongue. And it's like, you're concentrating, but not on her. You're concentrating on technique and not enjoying the moment. Okay?
You want to enjoy. Just be into her. Forget about the alphabet. But you can do various, tips or tricks, if you will. A little flicker with the tongue, which is fine.
Or also, you can just do a full, a full tongue lick.
Ooh.
And even set the tongue right on there for a second. And it's almost like a teasing tease. What do I want to say? An excruciating pleasurable, tease for ladies, where you can just, one big lick from the bottom of the vaginal area all the way up to the clit, and just leave your tongue on there with pressure. And then she's going to squirm.
Ooh.
However, is early pleasing, is it all about hitting the clit and the vaginal area, ladies? Is it? Also, orally pleasing, what about different areas of the body, ladies, that you would like him to kiss, lick, or even suck on a little bit? Everybody knows, right,
that usually necks are very sensitive to the ladies, and ladies usually love that.
Or do you get that little childish, teenage giggle going on, ladies? That's part of, like I talk about, a lot of times about sexual maturity. Do you like that? Can you take on the pleasurable feeling of him maybe even kissing, even lightly licking your neck? Or what about just nibbling on it a little bit?
This is all part of orally pleasing. A lot of people don't realize that. They automatically think, I'm going right after the JJ and the clit. I'm going to hit that right away.
Guys, I mentioned about the tongue pressure a little bit a couple minutes ago, but you want to make sure that you don't want to just dive right after it and start licking it, nibbling it, whatever. You want her aroused because it's very, very sensitive, right?
That would be, just think if the head of your penis freaking got bit off by a freaking tug or a shark.
It can be very, very sore, okay?
So you want to make sure that she is aroused and the clit is engorged. You don't want to just dive after it, even if you're giving her oral, okay?
Now, going back to the whole body, pleasing her with your tongue and mouth region, right?
The neck, the ears. What about the collarbone, ladies? Do you want him to even nibble those just oh so gently? What about just nibbling them a little bit, maybe lick? Or some ladies, it sounds weird, but even if they suck on the skin a little bit by your collarbone, it's a very sensitive area, guys. You hear me, guys out there? Listen up. You want to hit on that. The sensitive areas. And if she don't like it, she should tell you. That's another little hint to you ladies. You want to tell your guy what you are enjoying, what you're not enjoying, okay?
So you have the collarbone. What about the inside of their arm, right?
And ladies, make sure you shave your armpits. You don't want to have hairy arms all the way down to your freaking elbow.
I'm teasing. That's just gross. But in some countries, they're okay with that.
Good thing this is America.
But, the inside of the arm, the bicep, the inside of the bicep areas is very sensitive and can be very pleasurable to lick and nibble and suck on a little bit too, guys.
Remember, orally pleasing is not just for the vaginal area, right? You can part of this in areas, the neck, the ears, the collarbone, inner arm, even the inner, forearm region are very sensitive and very pleasurable to be, kissed and licked and sort of a tease, and you build up anticipation where you're going next, right?
Ooh, ladies, are you getting wet out there?
A little bit?
Just a little.
Why not?
A lot.
So we'll keep going.
And also, ladies, what about...
And this gets to be an issue to some women because of body issues. I should say body issues. Body image issues. Where they don't want guys...
Oh, I don't want you to kiss my stomach, my abdomen.
Ooh, I got a fat row. I got this. I got stretch marks from having kids.
Enjoy the sensations of being kissed and licked and nibbled there or tracing his tongue around your abdomen, right?
Your navel area.
What about the sides of your ribs, ladies? Would you like that?
Or are you too worried about, oh, my God, he's going to see me fat. He's going to see my stretch marks.
Remember I talked about being sexually mature, right?
If he likes it and he loves pleasing you this way, can you sit back and relax? Can you just enjoy it and not worry about it? Because if he didn't want to do it, chances are he ain't going to do it, right?
So if he's enjoying it and pleasing you, can you sit back and relax?
I said it again, right?
How many times you look at the situation where, body image affects this,
and I mentioned at the beginning of the show, there's some women that think being pleased orally by men going down on them, that they think it's gross, it's sick, ew.
Right?
I want you to get used to your own body, right?
Your own scent,
right?
And I talked about on diet and pineapple juice, grapefruit juice, not a lot of sugar because that can throw off the pH balance as well.
But you look at these situations with body image, right?
Enjoy. If he loves doing this, what would it take for you to sit back and relax?
And a lot of ladies, they have no problem with this issue, right? They'll be freaking grabbing the guy's ears.
Get the fuck down there. Start licking me. Yeah.
But, guys, you can start pleasing your lady, like I mentioned, by the neck region, the collarbone region, the ears. Those are common themes, but often they get neglected.
Everybody knows the sensitivity of those regions, or most people know that. I shouldn't say all.
However, a lot of times they get too neglected.
And this is all part of foreplay.
And you can tease her, guys, with your tongue, right?
You can gently, right?
Gently nibble, suck.
Maybe she needs to, and she should tell you what she likes.
If something's feeling good, right?
Hopefully, guys, you can read her body language, right?
Even if you,
as we're going down to the abdomen, what about the nipples and the tits?
Ooh.
How many guys go right after your freaking nipples, ladies out there, and they're like a freaking, like a puppy on a freaking dog toy?
And you're not even aroused. Your nipples aren't even... hard or stimulated, letting me freaking right off want to freaking rip your nipples off.
And you're like, oh, shit, that hurts.
Guys, be careful at first. Until they're aroused, then it can take a little more nibbling, maybe more tugs even.
Ooh, a lot of women might like their nipples tugged.
Don't only center on the nipples when you are kissing, licking the nipples.
Go underneath the breast.
Ooh, even on the side, right?
Right by the side of the ribs.
Ooh, ladies, is that sensitive there? Do you like that?
That can be enjoyed too, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, baby.
So, don't be afraid, guys, to start, wander.
Don't go just after the vajayjay and the clit right away.
This is part of teasing. Once in a while, I'm not saying do this all the time or every single time. But the more you please her, the more you're into her, the more receptive she will be in return favors to you. Okay? I'm going to hit on another issue. Remember, some areas are more sensitive than others, guys. Let her tell you or even direct you by her moans, her groans, and what she likes in her body language, right? If she's squirming, if she's like leaning into it, or maybe she might even be taking your head and like, ooh, do it harder, right? Don't be afraid. Oh my God, I'm doing it wrong, and then you kill the mood. Fuck no. Let her teach you, right? And don't worry about getting right into it. Okay? Now, your ribs and nipples. Don't just go after the nipples, like I mentioned. Do the whole breast. Do both breasts. Like I said, underneath, alongside. Ooh, guys, see? Early pleasing is not just for the vaginal areas. Ladies, do you like the back of your legs kissed? Even licked a little bit, right? Some ladies, you know, just a light flick of the tongue on your inner thighs or the back of your legs. Are you into that? Or do you want to be just freaking off, freaking lick full tongue, firm, right? Every woman is different, guys, and this is what I want you to learn. These are all starting points, if you will, to explore a woman, you know, orally with your tongue in your mouth, right? Can you taste? A lot of women have a slight saltiness taste on their skin. How many guys know what I'm talking about? Right? That you just love it. You love the sensuality of the woman's skin. All over the back of her calves, the back of her knees, the inner thighs. Look at all this. And we haven't even hit on the vaginal areas, except I mentioned a little bit at the beginning about the full tongue lick from the bottom of the vaginal region to the clit and just sort of letting the pressure be there after you do one lick. What about one slow little lick? And then you do a firm pressure on the clit. Just let it stay there, right? Also, now we did the full body. Now maybe we can hit on the vaginal region. Okay, the vaginal region, right? Again, every woman is different. Not only how many guys know out there. How many parts of the vaginal region are there?
Well, Greg, that's easy. There's two. There's the pussy hole and the clit. That's it.
No, you're wrong.
There are a total of 18 places of the vaginal area.
You can count each lip. The labia majora, labia minora, right? The bigger, smaller lips, right?
There's two of each.
Well, most cases. So there's four. You have the clit hood. The clit shaft, the clit itself.
Ooh, what about the perineum, right?
That's a taint. Remember I talked about that on the show? Taint ass, taint pussy. It's a little piece in the middle.
It's a taint.
That region, right? And what about the mound above the clit, in the clit hood, in the clit shaft? A lot of guys don't realize That these are all areas, right? There might be minute and maybe hard to find, especially if you're not experienced or into this aspect, that you can center on. You can center with your mouth or oral.
And some ladies, maybe they want their bunghole licked or their ass sucked on and kissed and licked too, right?
These are all forms of orally pleasing. Another aspect, some women love the lips to be maybe lightly tickled, maybe sucked on. Every woman is different. Some women might want a little teasing. And also, what about
right where your, you know, your leg joins the crease, right outside the lips.
Ooh.
How many guys can sort of lick that? Right? And if you are talented enough, you might even be able to sort of lick and suck at the same time.
Oh, God.
Right?
How many women would love that, right?
Ooh!
How many women would love that?
Now, a lot of guys, and talk about this, you know, the teasing is huge, right?
The nibbling, the biting, you know, all those can be good. Some guy, you can suck on the clit a little bit like a woman would suck on the head of your cock, right?
Ladies, would you like that, right?
But, like I said before, the lady better be aroused fully, because that can be very painful to ladies. Make sure they're fully aroused, okay?
Now, another thing that you get a lot of complaints about,
guys, when you are performing or on a lady,
some ladies do not want you, your fingers inside of them, right?
And some women love that as well, right?
Some women love, if your fingers are inside, you can go on the very bottom of the vaginal wall while you are lightly, or maybe at this point, roughly,
ooh, licking her, right?
Maybe more firm you are, your tongue's put more pressure.
The more aroused she is, the more pressure you're going to put on her tongue and region, center around that and around the clit, whatever.
Some women love, you can go on the inside of the vagina, on the sides of the vaginal inner vaginal walls with your fingers,
and women will go freaking nuts.
And also the infamous G-spot. You know, we talked about it. It's urethra sponge, actually, that is up and back, right?
It's almost like a hook motion with your fingers while you're, while you're licking her. And that could drive women nuts.
However, not all women like that.
Some women love maybe the outside edge of the anus being caressed,
or some women want the full finger in their ass, right?
They love that while you're licking them.
Again, every woman is different. But don't be shy. If she don't like something, she should tell you, right?
And ladies, if you don't like something, guide them. Guide them with your head.
You know, if you want something to stay or more firmer, grab their head and freaking push it right down in your crotch, right?
You got to hit on what you like and what you don't like.
Don't. If there's something that you don't like, ladies out there, while he's pleasing you orally,
do not sit there and tolerate it until whatever's all done.
It's going to ruin a chance for you to reach orgasm and to fully be pleased, okay?
So, make sure you tell him, oh, no, not that.
Now, he can go back into it. I don't want him to have an ego trip.
Oh, my God, I screwed it up. I'm done with this.
No. Guys, be men.
Be okay with being taught what the hell to do.
Every woman's different.
You go with the speed, the pressure.
Let her guide you of your tongue and your mouth. Like I said, you can suck on the tip of the clit or even a full clit with your whole mouth.
And some guys don't even realize, even sometimes gently with your teeth, right?
That you can apply pressure above the clit on the clitoral hood and the clitoral shaft while you're licking her,
just with the top of your teeth, right?
And guys, if you have freaking dentures, take them out, you can gum them.
Right at the very top of, on top of the clit, not the clit itself while you're licking it, but you can apply pressure with just gently with your teeth a little bit on the clitoral shaft and the mound. Right above the clit.
Some women will go freaking nuts with that.
Okay?
Well, the first hour is about over on FCCRadio.com in the Art of Relationships.
Again, give me a call out there. I know it's a little early and kids are up, so you might not be listening or want to call in, but join me on live chat, and here's the phone number as well, 586-212-4196.
Give me a call, people.
Give me a call,
and we'll be back on a break, okay? So give me a shout.
Save that number,
586-212-4196. Oh, make sure to check me out on Facebook, Greg Dudzinski, D-U-D-Z-I-N. S-K-I, or The Art of Relationships, and the website, theartofrelationships.org, and theartofrelationshipsradioshow.org.
And as always, if you're looking to advertise or sponsor episode or full show, give me a shout. You know, private message me on Facebook or Greg at theartofrelationships.org.
I will be back in a few moments.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Relationships Radio Show on a quick break.
If you're looking for that unique, cool fashion statement, check out Shoes by Shea on Facebook. She has hand-painted, hand-designed canvas shoes for you, your loved one. It's an inspirational piece unique to your own taste. Check out Shoes by Shea on Facebook. Again, that's Shoes by Shea on Facebook.
Too early. to call myself the great pretender before they tell me why you remember when you used to stand for something more than this. I always think it's happy ever after.
Hey, everybody, this is Greg Dzinski. This is the Art of Relationships radio show. And that was The Great Pretender by Skyway Traffic. And before that, Motel Sex by Rev Right Time. Check them both out on YouTube and Reverb Nation, Facebook as well. Here's the live number, 586-212-4196. And hopefully the audio issues will be taken care of. If not, I'd love to hear some feedback, people. If you guys are hearing an echo on your end, hopefully I'll take care of it. I don't know what the deal is, but we'll figure it out. Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks so much, people.
And talking about orally pleasing, ladies, teach your man, okay?
Teach him right. Teach him right now. You know, do you want it quicker, slower, more pressure?
Also, I want to hit on ladies. Probably number one complaint I hear about ladies are how freaking sloppy guys are when they are going down on you.
They don't have a clue what the hell they're doing. Or,
well, all in conjunction, oh my God, it's like freaking licking me with a wet dish rag.
Or like a freaking wet mop, you know.
That, teach them, okay?
Guys, you know, if at all, you might think that you're
could be thinking that you're fantastic, right? Ladies, don't let guys thinking about that they're fantastic if they're not, okay? Don't let them do it, okay?
Teach them.
Even tell them, right?
Even if you don't want them anymore, teach them and it'll make it better for somebody else.
Greg, why the hell do I want to do that? We'll make them better for somebody else down the road. You want to hit them and look at the situation that you just need.
Cool, man, right? Most of us guys want to teach you, right? Teach us your ways. We want to please you. We want to be the best you've ever had, sexually, even orally, right? Not a competition, but we just want to please you that way. Okay?
So, you know, lick it before you stick it. Anyways, now, we're going to get into ladies about pleasing your man orally. Just as I mentioned with the ladies. Guys, hygiene is huge. You know what? If you're working, you know, and it's 100 degrees outside, and you're all working outside, say, right? And you're doing manually labor, no big deal, give you props. You know, that's huge. You look at, you know, you come home, you're all sweating, and it's humid. And all your balls are freaking sweaty, and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, you go to your lady, oh, yeah, man, suck me. You know what? Hygiene is huge. You want ladies to take care of yourself. Guys, you need to take care of yourself, too.
Also, don't be afraid to manscape. Don't be afraid to trim your bush, guys.
Yeah, your tree branch. You know what?
The leaves around your tree trunk.
Don't be afraid. Hit it. Right?
Trim it, or
the old adage is about the manscape, right?
Don't be afraid to manscape, trim it.
Some guys, you don't have to shave the franks and beans all the way. You know, some women prefer that. Some don't. Right? You always hear, you know, some guys, you always, oh, I'm shaving my because it makes it look bigger. You know what? Your size is your size. Don't go by that. Do it because of hygiene, just like that. You know, your pubic hair, just like the ladies, holds, you know, the sweat, the odor, and all this stuff. You know what? If you want your lady to go down on you, wash, please. I don't think there's too many women out there that want to smell or even maybe test a sweaty nutsack out there, okay? So, wash. Take care of yourself. Trim. Manscape. Most ladies don't want a bunch of bush on their cheeks while they're sucking you off, okay? Now, ladies, those out there, how timid are you if you're not that good at oral? Or maybe you think you're fantastic and maybe you're not, right? So, the anatomy of the male penis, right? Guys, they usually like their nuts licked and even sucked on, right? And also, just like you ladies, when your clit is not fully aroused, the penis, you know what? You always hear about a kick in the nuts, right? It hurts! Make sure the guy's fully aroused before you grasp. The harder it is, usually you can grasp firmer with your hand, and they like that, right? A lot of guys like that. Ladies, you know, the old added trick. If your guy is well endowed, damn it, I'm not. But, you know what? You can center. Your whole mouth doesn't have to totally swallow the whole cock, right? You can, you know, play around the head or put it in as much as possible. And use your hand, you know, the whole as almost like a doorstop, you know, your hands, so you don't want to choke yourself, or if you have someone out there have a severe gag reflex. So use your hand as well, and don't be afraid. You know, most guys, the sensitive areas of the penis, right, typically is underneath on the bottom of the shaft. So, a lot of guys, we love it if you lick underneath and underneath the head region. That tends to be the most sensitive and pleasurable regions on you, on a guy. So, remember that. Don't be afraid. You can sort of lick it and tease it with your tongue, right? And it always cracks me up when they call it, you know, for years they call it a blowjob. Why don't they call it a suck job? Maybe a blowjob sounds smoother, right? Are you blowing or are you actually licking and sucking, right? I always say, you know, suck it like a straw. That you can, you know, provide pleasure. Ladies, this also is crucial. Just like it touched on the situation with the men orally pleasing you, look at how are you going to please your man. Other than maybe you need to tease him with your mouth. You please him with your mouth, too. Does he want his neck sort of kissed? Maybe it needs to be sucked on a little bit. Guys, do you want your nipples to be sort of licked a little bit, sucked on by ladies? Same thing with you ladies. What about the abdomen and the stomach region? Guys, do you think that's fucking hot when your woman does that? Most of us thoroughly enjoy that. They think it's awesome. It's hot. Not a big, you know, do it. A lot of women, you know, like, oh, I didn't know guys like that. That's one thing, which is, you know, which is okay, right? Guys might not even know they like it. So, please do it. Try it. Just like you ladies, guys usually like their, you know, nipples licked, maybe sucked on a little bit. Their neck, just like you ladies, their stomach, their abdomen, it almost is like a precursor, and it's a tease, just like you get being teased, okay? So remember that. And hit it right up, you know, a little kissing. And also, what about
as you're sucking, how many ladies love to stare in your eyes? Just like guys, when you're down, you know, policing your lady orally, do you want to look in her eyes, too?
Or are you too bashful? Are you too,
right?
Oh, we got someone on chat, a gentleman. Earlobes are big for me personally.
Meaning, you want your earlobes or you want to suck and lick on her earlobes? I got to hear this.
You know what?
My earlobes as a guy, I'm like, yeah, they're okay, a little ticklish. But my neck, that's hot.
Even my nipples, man. Lick them suckers. Don't be shy. It's not just for you ladies.
Don't be selfish, ladies.
Give us a little tease. Kiss our chest. Right?
I love that. That's huge. Right?
And hopefully people out there, hopefully you're not getting an echo. I'd love to hear from people listening, even if you're on the live chat, to hear if you're getting an echo. I have no clue where the hell it would be coming from. I think everything was set up the same. But if you are still getting an echo, please let me know. And hopefully it's not too annoying.
So, what else? Right?
What else, guys? Right?
When? How many guys out there? And I'm going to really get gross here.
How many guys want,
maybe they want their bunghole, their asshole played with a little bit while the lady is sucking on them? Right?
Some guys are out there, oh, I don't like that. That's gay.
That doesn't mean you're gay. Gay means that you're attracted to the same gender, the same sex.
It has nothing to do with being played.
Some guys want their anus to be played with, or finger. And everybody, yo, movie, what the hell was that? I can't even think of the movie right now when they talk about the milk and the prostate with the guy from American Pie.
Oh, I can't hear. Road Trip or something like that.
Bald milk and the prostate.
Some guys love that. And it doesn't mean you're gay or that they're gay, ladies. You know, some guys might not be into that.
You need to find out, too. And your guy needs to direct you and tell you, too. Guys,
don't be cruel.
You know, everyone. Guys watching porn, and they're totally slamming the hell out of the mouth of the ladies.
That tends to be very painful, very disrespectful. So you need to, you know, be very careful.
Very rare, very, very rare that stuff goes on, okay,
in real life. Because you might hurt a lady, you need to be respectful, and that needs to stop.
Okay,
be respectful. Don't freaking batter ram her, her mouth, her neck. You don't want to hurt that at all.
Okay,
so be respectful. Let her take the lead in what she can handle and what she can't handle.
Okay,
guys, what else? I want to hear what else you like out there, right? Hit me up. Hit me on chat or give me a call. 586-212. Okay?
Oh! The gentleman referred back. He wants his earlobe sucked on.
See, every guy's different.
There you go, ladies.
Hit him up.
Suck on those earlobes. Maybe they like that, too.
Some guys even like. You know, I sort of like that, you know,
where you kiss and sort of like around the inner, you know, right around the ear entrance and stuff, too.
That can be fucking hot, too. Right?
Ladies, I want to hear on chat, too.
What have you found that guys freaking love when you're doing, when you're freaking giving oral?
Okay?
When you're giving oral, what have you found that drives your man nuts, right? And,
I'm trying to do a chat. I apologize.
Also, you look at, what do you,
how many ladies out there, right?
When you're talking about orally pleasing a man,
the biggest issue tends to be about finishing, right?
How many women out there love, you know, sort of swallowing?
Or do you spit?
Or are you totally against that, ladies?
And one way, if you want to get used to it, I'm not saying you have to. You know, a lot of guys usually love that, of course, right?
However, you know, maybe it's the texture of the seed, you know, the cum, the ejaculate. Maybe it's the taste. Everybody's different. Sometimes, you know, women, oh, it's like cake batter. No big deal. Other women, you know, maybe the guy, if you want to put a little bit of chocolate syrup or butterscotch syrup,
what out of it, that might be pleasing, okay?
So maybe they're into that, right? Maybe that would help if you're into that. If not, then maybe you want them to come on your chest, your tits, or whatever. Or if you're afraid of that all along, what are some other issues that could be going on, okay?
That you enjoy, right?
Oh, I'm not going to swallow. I'm not going to spit. That's your prerogative, ladies. I'm not saying you have to. Most guys love it. That doesn't mean you have to like it. Some women are into it. Some are not.
Oh, we have a lady that just popped up. She wants it on her face. That's fucking hot. Oh, God, I'm going to need a cold shower now. And after, after we talk about ladies, we'll have to go back out there with the ladies in the chat. And lady in chat, Princess Foo, welcome back. I want to know if you're listening to the show, if you can enter on chat. Do you hear like an echo or backfeed when I talk in the mic? Does it sound distorted or driving you nuts that way? Trying to figure out what the hell's going on with the show.
So, on her face. That's fucking hot. How many guys would love that?
You know what? I want you to blow it on my face.
How many guys would love to hear that? From their ladies out there, right?
Right.
Now, we can go back and forth, you know, talking about what guys like and everything else about the orally getting pleased. You also want to hit on what also,
you know, we can, the last part of the show, we got about 45 minutes going on. You know, what I want to know from the ladies out there, you can call me or on chat and tell me, you know, what do you like? What do you love your guy? How do you want to be pleased orally? At the beginning of the show, when I hit on, you know, women and what to do, maybe what not to do, the whole body can be pleased orally, guys. Ladies, you too, okay? You too. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and hopefully I can figure out what the hell is with the sound, the mic situation, okay? I will be back in a few minutes now. Give me a call, 586-212-4196, people. I'll be back in a few moments. Thank you.
I can't figure out why the hell I can't say all the words that I've been thinking in my mind. Unless I'm in front of a crowd shouting into a mic and I'm naked. So can she get a little bit closer? We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back. This is Greg Kaczynski. This is the Art of Relationships Radio Show. And that was Skyway Traffic again. Get a little bit closer. Join me in a live chat. I'd love to hear. Especially wants it blown all over her face when pleasing her man orally. Fucking hot! Anyways, like I said, if you're not into, swallowing, spitting, whatever, ladies, you know what? Tell your guy. That's okay. He needs to respect you. Maybe you can, right before he comes, you can maybe jerk him off with your hand. And that could be fine, too. I say fine. Yeah, that could be real fine out there. And if you're not used to it, you want to get used to maybe swallowing or spitting, ladies. Like I said before break, you can try, using chocolate syrup, butterscotch, strawberry, whatever you're into. Some whipped cream, that gets sticky, and that gets a little bit messy, okay? It gets sticky and residue-y, and it probably hurts the problem instead of helping the situation, okay? What else? My voice is shot. I got to get used to the two-hour shows and trying to figure out what the hell the problem is with the auto because it's driving me nuts. But... Well, not driving me nuts. It might be driving the listeners nuts out there. If you're out there, hit me up, see what the show sounds like. Like I said, what it sounds like on your end. If you're in chat, let me know, please. And also, if you have any comments or insights about, what do you like when you're being orally pleased by your man or gentleman, give me a call, too. 586-212-4196. Somebody out there having a good time, right? Okay, now, what if everybody hears, they like, be orally pleased, all this stuff. How many guys and ladies out there love, even 69? What is 69, right? Everybody knows that, right? Usually the woman sits on his face. How much is that hot, right? Ooh, just grinds his mouth? Do you like doing that, ladies? Or do you guide while you're sitting on his face? You sort of guide where the pressure point is and where the not only the pressure point, but where the pleasure points are. And maybe he can't breathe. He's like, not at all. But, okay. What else is happening, people? Remember, grooming is huge. Guys, ladies out there, you know what? It's crucial, all this stuff. Now, does, if you love being pleased orally, does that make you a whore or a slut? No, not at all. It makes you freaking human, right? And some women, a lot of women, love pleasing their guys orally, which is not a big deal. Like I said, most of us love it. Is it a deal breaker on your end if your partner is in an oral? Doesn't like giving it? Doesn't like receiving it? Is that okay? Maybe not. Maybe it is. Now, is it, if two people love it, fantastic. It's going to be great. If two people, don't like oral, don't enjoy oral, either one of them, that's not a deal breaker either because they're both going to get along. They're both okay with that. So, the issue is trying to find that match where you both enjoy each other with or without oral. Right? Okay. What other tricks of the trades out there with oral out there? Right? There is a book I'm going to recommend to a lot of guys out there that has been around for a long time, right? What is it, right? What's it called, right? Ladies Finish First. I forget the gentleman's name of the author, but it has like a half open peach, how ironic.
A peach with the nut or whatever you call it in the middle. And it might be like the clit.
how many guys out there, that is a good book that you can teach.
And with any book, it's very difficult. You can get ideas of what to do, how to do it. But it takes practice, right? And ladies, some women, it cracks me up because, when you get older and mature, the less patience women have for shitty sex, right? They want you to have some talent, you can get it, right? Ladies finish first, nice guys finish last. Actually, ladies finish first, guys come next. or guys finish next. That actually is the book for guys and ladies too out there.
Yes, I'm all about ladies finishing first.
Because like I mentioned before, even orally, you get your lady off orally, guys. She is going to love you for a long time.
Well, at least sexually, anyways.
And like I said, you can get her off orally. And then you can go into vaginal sex. Maybe she'll come again when you're spent, guys. How many out there, too? When you get off, and if your woman doesn't get off, can you go down and finish her? Can you mainly get her off with fingers? But since we're talking about orally pleasing, what would it take for you? Would you be able to go down there? Maybe you came, blow it outside her, or whatever. And are you able to go down there and finish her off by licking her into ecstasy, baby? Are you able to do that? What do you want?
I want to hear from you people out there.
Don't be shy! Open up your vagina pie.
Oh, wait, that was just tacky.
I want to hear, give me a call. 586-212-4196. Okay?
I want to hear what you love. And, guys, ladies out there, what do you love
your guys to do? What special trick does he have when he's pleasing you orally, right?
And we all know we have different levels of arousal, right?
We have different where we just want to be fucked so hard. Or maybe you want to be licked or eaten so hard or sucked on so hard.
And others, we want to be maybe teased a little bit, right?
Are you able to pick up on each other's body language, how they move or how they squirm?
Ooh. Or maybe how they moan and groan, right?
Like I said, guys, don't be forcing the lady's heads, right? Don't be skull fucking her. The old term.
God, I haven't heard that in a long time.
You don't want to skull fuck her and hurt her big time, or she's going to be turned off by it big time, and you're going to be done, and that's going to be your fault.
So many times, I hear ladies, over the years.
My mild dating habits.
Oops.
Over the years, you hear a lot of ladies that get turned off by oral sex because guys have ruined it. They have been borderline disrespectful, but borderline abusive.
When they're trying to slam her mouth or face with this cock.
And it's hurting and it freaking chokes and gags her. And that's just being a pig, okay? Now, lady, if you want that, then you take the lead.
You don't let him.
Guys, you need to be respectful out there, right?
If you see that on porn and you think most women want that
and to be rammed in their mouth like that,
you know what? You're sadly mistaken. Most women don't want that.
If they want that, you let them take the lead, right? You let them take the lead.
Ooh.
Speaking of that, how many guys out there want their ass kissed and licked by their lady?
Ooh. Right?
Bunch of ladies out there. Oh, hell no, I ain't doing that.
They got hairy asses. I don't want freaking hair in my teeth.
Right? Like a lot of guys, right? You go out there and you want to pick. Do you want
them to be picked, picked the pubes out of your teeth to talk about unprofessional, Greg, and being gross. I'm all about trying to help. Okay, someone on chat. You know, one thing I personally don't like orally.
God, I can hear the back feet, too. I don't know what the hell the deal is.
Orally is when a woman focuses on only the head of the penis.
Oh, it's been listening to the show, not down her side of the shaft like you were talking about.
Oh, you gave me props. Thanks. And in addition, it's just not doing much for me. It even sometimes gets uncomfortable because it starts to get too sensitive and not in a good way.
Absolutely great point.
Ladies, you want to, like I said, counselor underneath the shaft, like I mentioned before, and like the gentleman mentioned on chat, and underneath in the head of the penis, too. Also, you got to be careful, guys. When I mentioned, sometimes you have to be very careful as well and look at when a lady comes and by clitoral stimulation, all that can be very, very sensitive, and that can also be very painful to the lady. I'm glad, you know, they brought that up in chat about the guys in the head of the penis, right? Oh, my God.
See?
Oh, I'd like to suck him and look under the shaft. You know what? Good for you, and good for your man, too.
That's awesome.
Shaft from top to bottom. Oh, God. Can you play this out like a fucking, like a porno scene?
Bow, 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 bow.
And some old Princess Fu is doing it right.
Hell yeah!
Got to do it right, do it slow. Right.
And a lot of women and gentlemen on the chat mentioned that, you know, a lot of women do. They just center on the head of the penis.
Or what they'll do, maybe in my experiences, and I got to be careful, that, you know, they'll just put their mouth on it and sort of go in and out like it's a vagina.
That's great.
But most of us guys, you know, we want to be, you know, like two. And ladies, have some pressure and some suction when you're sucking and licking us. You know, have pressure. If your mouth gets sore, I know a lot of women get tired of all that. Use your hand. Take a break. Don't have an issue with that. We don't want you to get carpal tunnel, the jaw, or the mouth. We want you to, you know, be relaxed and loosen up, you know, the fascia and the jaw muscles. And the more relaxed you are, the longer you can last, you know, orally when you're pleasing your man, too. When you tense up, that tense, you know, you get the jaw muscles very, very, very tight, and they get fatigued very easily. Just like guys, when you're orally pleasing your lady, make sure you can be relaxed at the same time as you're being firm.
Ooh, with your tongue, right?
Absolutely, right? So going back, you know, women, you know, sometimes they just, you know, sort of put their mouth on the penis and sort of put it, take it off, but there's no pressure on the cock. When you suck it, that's what I mean about, you know, you can lick it and underneath and all around it and all that, and around the head and underneath the shaft is great. But ladies, when you are, you know, sucking, don't be afraid to suck it like a straw, because that can be so fucking hot. And it creates, you know, that sensation, a tighter, you know, sensation. Believe it or not, a lot of women, you know, some guys even like oral sex better than vaginal sex, because women have greater control over their mouth, their tongue, and the pressures and all that than they do in their vaginal region. They can be doing Kegel muscles with the vaginal region and the vaginal floor muscles, pelvic floor muscles, I'm sorry, and, you know, tighten up. But women actually can do more with their mouth than with their vagina.
Oh!
Ooh! How many people out there are getting all hot and bothered by this right now? And I can hear the feedback and the echo, and I'm wondering what the hell is going on. It's pissing me off. So I have to get an audio professional, or maybe it's just tonight the way the software loaded, and I apologize if the audio, if it's driving you nuts or if it's not going over too well at all on your end, okay? I apologize.
So what do you want? I want to hear what else you like out there. I want to hear from both the men and ladies out there. Give me a call. 586-212-4196. Like I said, you can hit me up on Facebook. You can private message me. You can also, you know, send me an email, greg@theartofrelationships.org.
Ooh.
Right?
And you can private message me, give me a text, and give me a call. 586-212-4196. I want to hear, you know, also the experience. How many ladies have to not only lick the nuts, but the ball sack, the marble sack, whatever you want to call it. Don't neglect those either. That can be very pleasurable. And also, if you got to be careful, even when they're hard, and the guy is fully aroused, ladies, guys like even their balls being sucked and licked too, right?
However, ladies, be careful. The shaft can handle a lot more pressure with the mouth and sucking and all that. But you can be, if you start biting down or closing down on the nuts, that can hurt the guy, and the mood can be killed in a hurry. And he could be freaking talking soprano with the high-pitched voice and hurt. Because you can be careful. You can be, firm, but don't be that firm, because that could hurt the guy's nuts big time, right? It's almost like a gently sucking sensation that we want to feel on our nuts, right? What about the gentleman in chat? Do you want your nuts sucked by your ladies? And off there. Princess Fu. You know, what do you like? How do you like your man to orally please you? Now, I don't know if you're listening on the first part of the show, but I want to hear, I want to hear from you out there. And every woman's different, you know what? I want to hear how you like to be licked before you get sticked. Or stuck, is it?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to take a quick little breather. And then we will be back. Okay? So, give me a call. 586-212-4196. Sorry about the delay, my voice, people. I will talk to you guys shortly. A little bit of rep right time. Who's your daddy?
Just what you want, but I still don't know.
Hi there, we're back on here. This is the Art of Relationships Radio Show, and this is Greg Kaczynski, the host, licensed professional counselor in the state of Michigan, relationship and sex specialist, talking about orally pleasing. And, oops, sorry. Dealing with a little bit of echo. I'm going to find out what's going on before Wednesday night's show. So, talk about orally pleasing. Hopefully the tips tonight brought for some, you know, some crucial elements. You know, if you're a little bit shy, timid, can you watch, you know, talk about porn when it comes orally, and that it sort of sucks because more for teaching guys, you know, maybe what women want orally and pleasing, you know what? They do the camera angles when guys are, you know, just because of anatomy, you know, they're trying to get the camera angles, and you don't get a true depiction of properly orally pleasing a woman or licking a woman, sucking on her clit and all that stuff. What? You know, with ladies, you know, they can learn more about, you know, orally pleasing guys and everything, different techniques, and watch the muscle, the muscles of the mouth and the jawline. You can look at and sort of please a little bit about what, you know, maybe what guys like, or different techniques that you can watch with women, you know, doing pornos. And I'm going to do a plug, and I should freaking get paid for advertising them. But RedTube and, you know, RedTube.com, a whole bunch of porn and all this stuff that you can look at and educate yourself that you can get into, you know, whatever, you know. Just type in the search box, oral. You know, you'll get a whole bunch of stuff coming up. They need to make better porn. I understand it's the industry and it's the way the camera works. They need a camera angle, so you know, with guys. But it's misconceiving about guys, you know, licking orally pleasing their ladies, okay? But for ladies, porn can be a terrific educational piece.
Ooh.
Okay, my honey is amazing at oil. He has big, puffy lips and amazing mouth. Sometimes I can't even take it. Oh, my God, he has to hold me down. Oh, I bet you fucking love that, too. It's a combo of soft licks and sucking. Oh, God, I need to go find him right now. Run! She's going to kill you. Yeah, he's going to get freaking arthritis of the tongue and mouth, you know.
Oh, I'm a pro at it. Definitely I'm a pro at pleasing, too. But, like I said, every woman is different. You can get, you know, the lips involved. Guys, it's not just the tongue. You can get your mouth, like I talked about earlier. You know, you can suck on her clit and her lips a little bit. And every woman's different, not just the tongue. You can put pressure, like I mentioned, even about the upper gum line, you know, or teeth line above, you know, above her clit on a clitoral shaft. And guys are like, What's that? Clitoral shaft. What's that? Look it up, guys. I want you to be educated on the vaginal region. And these are all pleasure points that can happen. Ladies, porn can be great. You know, other than the hard skull fucking, like I mentioned. Porn can be a good way of looking at techniques and an educational piece. You know, of orally pleasing your guy, you know, and if you want to try something new, and he needs to be teaching you, too, just like you need to teach him. Okay? Now, I apologize for, you know, the poor audio with the mic. I know the songs are coming out okay, but I don't know what the deal is with the mic tonight and the back feed, whatever. I'll have to find it out and find out what the hell is going on with that. Because...
Not a good thing, right?
So, I'm going to peace out, okay? Hopefully everybody learn a little bit about orally pleasing, different areas of both men and the ladies' bodies, of course. Like always, I'm all here to help, and I want you to learn. Yeah, baby. I want you to learn and be better lovers and be able to please each other more, okay? Definitely orally
well, even sexually or emotionally, okay?
Everybody, thanks for listening. This is the Art of Relationships Radio Show. Peace out. Thanks for listening. Much love to everybody out there in FCC Radio Land in San Francisco, California, and here in the Metro D and all over the world. Much love. Take care, people.
The Art of Relationships Radio Show is copyrighted. No one is to use any part of the show without express written consent from myself, Greg Dzinski, or The Art of Relationships. Thank you.
Please walk Sparky for me.
No way.
I'll throw in a caramel frappe.
Ooh, make it a large
deal.
Get a sweet deal. $2 any size McCafe beverage on the McDonald's app.
Between you and me, Sparky, I would have walked you for free.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Offer valid through 4/3/22 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. McDonald's app download and registration required.